Hi guys, so did some bar prep again today, worked on my outlines, got a lot of phone calls for things that I also have to do during the week. The message today is really about, you know, killing your distractions. A lot of the times when we're studying for something or we have a big task ahead of us, we don't know how to kill our distractions. And what I mean by that is you have to kind of just starve them. And for me, that's like getting on social media, you know, connecting with new people. As much as it's great for me and I love it, I can't get what I need to get done. And that's the really hard part of bar prep, is that you might not get what you want to get done if you don't starve your distractions. You got to say, no, Facebook, I'm not going to let you pull me back in with the, you know, the notifications things on my app. You got to delete the app if you need to. But for whatever reason, you are trying to study for something or take on a big task, the biggest time killers, the biggest time wasters are things that take you away from the bigger task at hand. When you're, you know, updating yourself on your friends' lives, or you're connecting with new people, or you're just waiting for likes on your new post on Instagram. Whatever it is, it's keeping you from being focused. It's keeping you from getting what you need to get done. And that's just not acceptable for what you have left to do. You have so much potential in you, and a lot of us just waste it scrolling on the gram or scrolling on Facebook. You can do so many things in relation to this bar exam if you just start starving your distractions. This is a practice that I put in place back in like law school. There would be a time when I would just go on a social media hiatus, and I would come back, cleanse, and not really feeling like getting on social media as much anymore. And then you kind of get pulled back into, you know, the likes and people, you know, thinking you're something, but for real, it's just likes. It doesn't mean anything. So just remember, you know, go on a cleanse or something and see what I'm talking about, and then try to do that big task that you were trying to complete. It's very different when you take the distractions out of your purview, out of your view. And it's bigger than you or me, because at the end of the day, you and I can only complete so much. And I don't want you to think that you have to do it one way to be successful. Being successful is something that we all can do. But I mean, at the end of the day, it all starts with taking that step to starve them, telling those distractions, no, you're not gonna win, you're not gonna, you know, conquer me. And bigger than that, it's what makes a person successful is knowing how they're going to impact the world. And I might not impact, you know, 50 billion people with this message, but I can tell you one thing I know for certain, without a doubt, is that it's gonna do something. It's gonna change a life. And somebody is gonna hear it and be like, dang, I'm so glad you shared. You know, I should probably just turn that social media off. It is definitely wasting my time. It is definitely not doing what I need it to do. Because at the end of the day, we are our distractions. We are the things that hold us back, and we are the things that keep us from going forward. So just keep on starving those distractions. I know it doesn't seem like it's a big thing. I know it seems real small, and you're like, man, it's not going to really change it, but just try it. Tomorrow, starve your distractions. Turn off all social media, all messaging apps. Just turn it off, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary. And see what big change of focus you can have just by doing that. So that's my two cents today. Thank you for listening to Bar Prep. And just remember, starve those distractions. And, you know, always play some gospel in the background. Have a good night, and thank you for listening.
Hey, girl. Turn the place. Church, I want to go get in my... Yeah, I'm just tired. Run around. Maybe after tomorrow.
Yeah, she got her, maybe.
Okay. The lady not coming? No, she's coming. The lady's not
coming. Your mom, well... Right, I forgot.
She might, okay, I don't know.
Your mom working late.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah, it might be the only day now that we might have to worry about.
So I don't know. But we'll see. I just, she told me.